Game.
Just game. Okay, we're back. John, Tyler, Mitch. Mitch tweeting random facts over there while we do a radio show. You can follow him at Mitch the Fourth. You can also follow the show at The Game KMAN. If you have questions or comments, I know that we know a lot about the Shermichael Moore story from his time here at K-State, especially late in the year when they went to Baylor and he wore the number of his father who had passed away from a heart attack, who played running back at Baylor. It's a cool gesture. It's a very cool thing to see that happen for Shermichael Moore. And I think it had been out there that he had the brain tumor back in 2014, but just reading the details of the story on the Chargers official website, chargers.com, opened my eyes somewhat to just how crazy of a story this is. Putting the timeline together on everything and how close together these two major events were for him, and just how scary the brain tumor scenario was for him. We never really got fully into that, I think, while he was here at K-State. And first things first, I have a theory for why that didn't really happen. There are a couple factors there, actually, I think. But first things first, just to give you some of the details. I mean, so in 2014, he played in that first game of the year, Stephen F. Austin. And then we did not see him the rest of the year. He went to the hospital after that and basically had to get his kidneys functioning because they were not. And then they order an MRI. They find out that he has a brain tumor on his pituitary gland. I believe that information was known. What I did not know is that they thought initially they were going to have to go basically bust open his skull to take care of this, which would end his football career. You would not be able to play football after that, but they wound up finding some other kind of way to take it out of there that did not do that, gave him a chance to return to playing football. But, you know, this is all like a year-long process. Then he goes into 2015 camp and starts to figure it out, get his feet back under him. Well, then his father passes away from a heart attack. I mean, just the timeline of the things that Shermichael Moore went through is crazy, and he's had a couple of kids to deal with this whole time. He's a married man as well. I mean, I can't imagine having all those things on my plate. Like, it makes me reevaluate the problems I think about on a typical day-to-day basis here with everything that Shermichael Moore has gone through. And I'm glad that the Chargers did this, that somebody put it all together in this way. He's going to be a very easy guy to root for. But I just feel like here at K-State, one, the medical stuff was just so under wraps for a while that by the time we started to find out about it, it had been a while since it actually happened. Shermichael Moore is a fairly reserved guy by nature, and I think that combined with just the attitude surrounding the program of no injury revelations, don't talk about anything health-wise, probably played into him being more reserved about that. But we just never really got the full story, which is disappointing in a way because, you know, sure, it's up to him whether or not he wanted that really to get out there. But what a wonderful story that he was able to overcome all this adversity and still have a tremendous season at K-State and a good career and go on to get a shot in the NFL.
I mean, he could have been, you know, one of the favorite players of all of the fans on the field if this would have been more out there in the open. And again, that's totally up to him and up to Snyder and the coaches with how they wanted to handle it, but someone who's been through that much, you feel like they deserve a lot more recognition for what they went through. And I'm sure, I mean, you know, there were always the murmurings of him having some health issues. I think that that's really the term that you heard the most. It wasn't necessarily anything with his brain, but he was dealing with health issues. But that doesn't attach that emotional connection that the fans would have latched onto and given him the standing ovation that he probably deserves after every single tackle that he makes. I mean, just an incredible story, an incredible player. And if there is one guy that's a former K-State guy that I would love to see actually make it in the NFL, it's that guy right there, because it's a story that's going to go way beyond himself. I mean, he will be able to help out people and children in Los Angeles by sharing that kind of success story. That's in our society right now with all the negativity. You need a lot more of this kind of stuff.
Yes, very positive. And you hit the nail on the head with it. Just leaves you with this feeling of like, man, I just wish you got more attention for all this. I remember, and I don't say this to like brag or anything, I just say this to put it out there that I had that feeling for a while. It was 2015 Media Day, so like August of 2015, and it's a unique setup. All the players are like lined up, sitting on some benches. You can basically go talk to about anybody. And he was not a real popular guy for people to talk to. There were some, but I went and grabbed him at some point just by himself. I asked him on air, like on the record, about what had gone on health-wise, and he didn't offer up too much. And I figured, hey, you know, he's fairly reserved. This is a long shot, but I'll just try. And so I asked him just off the record afterwards, and he told me. He said it was a brain tumor. And I was like, that is the last thing I was expecting him to say. And then having that happen and seeing his career continue to progress, I just the whole time I thought, man, I really wish we could make this more public and people could know more about this. But it's getting out there now, and I'm with you. As easy as it is to root for Tyler Lockett, Cody Whitehair, Jordan Willis, all these players that have gone on, Jermichael Moore really should top that list. He really should, just because of everything that he has overcome, the story, and the fact that he has a wife and kids that he could provide for with football. There's a quote from him mentioning that was one of the things he thought about when they were talking about having to go inside his skull to take out the brain tumor, that he would not be able to provide for his family by playing football. And I would love nothing more than for him to get a chance to do that by making the Chargers roster. I would also love nothing more than to end the show with Jabroni of the Week, since we didn't get a chance to get it in yesterday with a shortened show. So we'll do that next.